But all kidding aside, this business of halachas of below time does require a little bit of understanding. Again, as we began earlier this morning, the Gemara lays out this din, this intriguing din. Maimon shloshtam, that I can transfer something that you owe me from owing it to me to owing it to him. If we have a conversation with all three of us present. And that seems to be the maskanas of sugya. Certainly Shmuel held that Maimon shloshtam applies not only by Pikadon but even by Milva. We had some discussion and debate about whether or not that's true when it comes to Rav. Rav Papa, seems as Machlok is Rizvin and Rav Papa. What did Rav hold? Rav thought Rav should have said only Pikadon, but Elohim, I swear, Rav says that he said it even by Milva. Then the Gemara goes straight to this question that drives the sort of the axis of most of the sugya, which is time of mind. What's the time of davar? What's the time for my mishloshtan? And again, three, as we saw before, three suggestions. Amema, Rav Ashi, Marzutra. Amema suggested that it goes back to the original Ishtabdus. Rav Ashi said, no, something new is happening now, but he had not come to Shtanle. I'm so excited. You're switching over. Well, my sister says there is no time. This is one of the three dinim that hilchasa below timer. Hilchasa below timer. What does this mean? You want to know what the time is, and we suggest the time number one, then we suggest the time number two, and then the third option is there is no time. What do you mean? So the first thing you have to know is what Tosfos says, and we'll go back to Rashi. Tosfos says in Daf Yudalet, you have to understand when we say there's no time, we don't mean there's no rationale, we mean there's no mechanism. In other words, we do not mean, I have no idea what Chazal are trying to accomplish by being misakindos. We don't mean that it's a chok. We understand well what they were trying to accomplish, we just don't understand how it works. Rashi had said something a little bit mysterious at the beginning of the narrow lines Yudal Amaral. When Mazutra says it's kehilchasa below taima, it's like a halacha without a tam. So Rashi understands the hilchasa means, in the technical sense, halacha moshe mi'sina. Ke'ilu kibla moshe halacha mi'sina. She'ein tzarek, lasas batam. It's as though this was halacha moshe mi'sina, we don't have to give a tam. As though, as Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen would say, it's only a ke'ilu. We don't mean it's actually halacha moshe mi'sina. It's ke, hilchas all time. It's a din drabanan. But they shteld it avek. They created din drabanan, halacha moshe mi'sina style. Without any time. Without any reason. The Tosfos says, Talmud Aleph, Pirish, Mashemoi liknos. There's no time for how it works, how it accomplishes. Toelis is accomplishment. How is it moil? We say by what mechanism does it work? Aval tam yesh lama tiknu chachamim my mishloshtam. We know the why. What's mysterious is the what. We know why. What were Chazal trying to accomplish? That I can explain. Tosfos says for all three of these hilchos below time. Here he goes. What's the purpose of my mishloshtam? Shall yitzdarech l'troch v'lasas kinyan. So you should not need to have the tircha of making a kinyan. I mean, the tircha of making a kinyan. Making a kinyan is so difficult, so the rush explains a little bit more. In a commercial context, there's a lot of business going on, a lot of deal-making going on, many different directions, so it's going to be a lot simpler sometimes just get people around the table, can we all agree? We're transferring the debt. Okay. And then Tosa goes on to explain the backstory for the other two, the objective to the other two. Hakosid Nechasav Leishto, the second of the Hilchasav Lotayma, where the fellow writes a shtar that is ostensibly is granting all of his assets to his wife, sounds like to his second wife, but he has many descendants, So the assumption is we interpret that star, that's the second Hilchos Lotayma, we interpret that star as not gifting the assets to her, not that she owns them, but making her a trustee. It's because we think it's very, very unlikely that he meant to disown his children. It's highly unusual, a very unusual decision for someone to make in that context. He did want to be mechaber his wife, but manosa aputropa. He wanted to give her control of the assets, but not ownership of the assets. Well, masi ish levno, the third case, a fellow marries off his adult son in one of his homes. Now the home belongs to the adult son. If the adult son's going to live, where did that come from? We understand the svara, kisha'av meisr kol ma'ashi yesh lo min habayis, sam chalei daitu divet. Kid mefarish preparat mishma yesh. If you look at the source for that din, in Mishma Meis, is the ninth parak of Balabhasra, the Gemara explains, we understand the logic of it. A fellow totally, he had a house, and he totally empties out the whole house, and converts it into a wine hall for his son, and then the impression you get is the idea is that the son is going to stay there after. You'll get married. I took out all of my own furniture. You'll get married there, and you'll move it. So we understand the logic. We understand the objective. What we don't understand is the mechanism. So that's what Tosfos makes clear. We don't understand how it works. The truth is, you look back at Rashi, on when the Gemara asked the question back in Gimel Amud Aleph, Mai Taima, or our gear says Taima Mai. Rashi is the gear says Mai Taima. Mai Taima, says Rashi, Bimil the Kana. Why does it work by a Hava? Halaysa Beinu Dilikneye. It's not there. It's not the end. Nothing exists. And like we said before, a fellow says the stack of cash behind Shmuel's chair. The Karen's office. It's in the corner. Oh, pick up them. There's an item. I've been knocking in the item. Rashi says the Gemara's question was the Hava. Melech, he would have said, like Rav Zvid, like Rav Svara, that this din is only by Pekad. I understand. You tell me, even by Hava, Reuven says to Shimon, give it to Levi. All of a sudden, now you owe the Hava to Levi. But there's nothing here, there's nothing be'en, there's nothing tangible, it's just a debt, just an abstraction. So, the two things to appreciate in that Rashi, at least, probably 100 things to appreciate in the Rashi, but at least two things to appreciate in the Rashi. Number one is the end of the Rashi, number two is the beginning of the Rashi. Now at the end of Rashi, so Rashi is already saying what Tosfos said, Amidal. Rashi does seem like he's bothered by, I don't understand why this ought to work. I don't understand why Chazal was created. It's not a question of what's the objective, what's the goal. It's saying, I don't understand how it works. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. Lesa v'ein dilikni. Okay. So Rashi already subtly, sounds like, as is often the case, already merames to something that Tosfos is going to speak out. That the Gemara's problem is not the why. You understand why this might be a tikkun olam. The question was, what about Hefker Bezen Hefker? That's a good question. And Maritz Chayes raises that. What's wrong? This is like any other din drabanan. There are loads of din drabanan in the world of din mamonos. Right? Zev is taking us back to our El Sugya. Yeah, there are loads of din. Remember, the Sugya Shemitah to stuff them. There are loads of din drabanan in the world of dinim amos. Yeah, and they work based on hefker bezen hefker. So, what? All of a sudden here we're shocked. Ooh, three hilchos of lo taima. There are three? There are a thousand. There are a thousand dinim drop on the world of dinim amos. Even if you want to go narrow, this isn't the only kinyan derabanan. The Gemara has a debate. We know the classic kinyan of metalkalim is meshicha. The Gemara is a big machlokas. Does that work min haTorah based on Pesukim in last week's parsha? O kano miyada misecha, or Meshicha is totally midrabanan. Kinyan midrabanan. Agav might be a kinyan drabanan. Machlokas Taisus is thinking kedushin b'avkam. There are other kinyan drabanan. All of a sudden, my Mishloshim, we can't understand this. The answer is, Havik Bez Nefna. What's the big deal? Havik Bez Nefna. Why here it's so much harder to understand? The Maharaj Chai says, his approach, he starts talking about something that we spoke at the beginning of the year, Havik Bez Hefker Lahafker versus Lahaknos, which may or may not solve the problem. There's something else which is interesting about Rashi also. So number one, again, Rashi is the Mirei Merame to the point that Tosis makes, which is that we're not bothered by the why, we're not bothered by Mipnei Ma Tiknu, we're bothered by Eich Tiknu. How does this work? Tosis says it's a fair, she dalvin out, Rashi and Merame to a Gilman Beis, and frankly, that's a strange question. We understand Tosis' point that we understand the why, but why don't we understand the what or the how also? Like any other Dindra Abban in the world of Dima, like Shmita Tzafim. Again, some piece or another, Shmita Tzafim, Prusbul, Hekbez Afka. What's so hard? You know something else in Tosis? In Rashi, excuse me? What's the first point that Rashi made if you're reading Rashi with an eagle eye, a careful eye?
Rashi says that.
Where? What? Ah, okay, very good. Very good, very good, very good. Kach tiknu, ein tam bedavar. Very good. So you saw that point in the Rashi Apotropia. Ein tam bedavar, el kach tiknu, behefker bezin ha yehefker. So right here. So hefker bezin hefker. Everything based on all jinn drabban and dinamamas are based on hefker bezin hefker. So what's specially in you? Good, very good. And now I want you to go back into this Rashi Gilman base. What's the very first thing that Rashi says? My time. The milva kana. If you're reading Rashi like a daikon, the very first thing Rashi tells you is when the Gemara says, I don't understand what's the time, how much of my Mishoshin are we wondering about? Remember, we said there are two types of my Mishoshin, two presentations. My Mishoshin by Epikadim, my Mishoshin by Halva. We just came off of Rava saying, this came off of Rizvid saying, Rav only said it by Pekadim. And Rav is saying, he should have only said it by Pekadim. It's only Mestar by Pekadim. But Lamaisa, what can I do? Rav said it by Halva also. And so we're getting sort of the feel that in Svara, it's easier to understand my Mishloshim by Pekadim than by Halva. And Rashi plugs it into this line of the Gemara also. Actually, when the Gemara follows up by saying, oh, time am I, the whole question was only Halva. My Mishloshim should be cut, and apparently we're okay with it. That's what Rashi implies. By Halva! And I take a look back in Rashi, and now you see it. You didn't see it before, you see it now. My time of the milva come. Why does it work by a milva? How does it work by a milva? Now, the Pekadon, I understand. In other words, we're asking, it sounds like, we're the Gemara is continuing Rava's project. Like Rava had said, it's Mestaber by Pekadon, but Lamaisa, what can I do? Rav said by Halva. So Rashi answered that. I took him out going. Tataka, if Rav said by Halva, Tataka, what's the answer to Rav's Kasha? Taka, what's going on by Halva? Oh, answer 1, 2, and 3. So the El Tzeda, Tferes Yaakov, points out over here in Rashi, he says, one second. Because it's so easy to understand? Pray tell. He says, excuse me. Tferes Yaakov says, and by Pekadim, since when does that work? I understand. It's very nice that there's a Pekadim means that it's not just an abstract loan, there's a physical stack of cash in the corner. I say, oh, that's what I wanted to give to him. Or there's a physical, I lent you my bike, and I say, don't give me the bike back, I'm moving, I don't need the bike. No, give it to Zev, or to Zev, as the case may be. Give it to the Zevim. All right. Why does that work any better? Why is Pekadim all of a sudden make so much sense? And then that comes with the line. There's no kinyan. Which is what the Gemara mentioned in the beginning. Halamasha. So it's a good point. So why is Rashi limiting the time of Mai only to Halva? So again, two kashas. Two kashas. Let's encapsulate. Now that we unpacked it, let's encapsulate. Two kashas. On the one hand, we don't understand what the kasha is at all. I mean, Rashi and Tosa both saying or implying that the kasha is not a question of mipnei ma, why we're chazal masakin. The question is, how does it work? Okay, but what's the problem? The answer, how does it work? Halacha Moshe Sinai. Excuse me. How does it work? Hefker Brez and Hefker. Like any other din drabban in the world today, mamas. Not necessarily unique. And on the other hand, if you are bothered, how does it work? Why are you only bothered by Alva? So the Tveres Yaakov says something fascinating. He essentially suggests that the two, he doesn't say quite this way, but essentially suggests that the two kashas really, kusha chad and mitzvah sebechavata, each kasha answers the other. Because you're absolutely, we're not just saying, well, how does this work if there's no din daraisa? Yeah, we know how hefker bez nefker. We know the hefker bez nefker. But here's a little more of a stretch. Why is it a little more of a stretch? So, each of these cases probably is a little more of a stretch, maybe not all in the same way, but specifically my Mishlashtan. He suggests what's really bothering us is the following. What's really bothering us is not just there's no Maisa Kinyan. It's deeper than that. No Maisa Kinyan. Okay, so Chazal created a new Maisa Kinyan. Okay, here I'm here at Dazra. Here is deep. What's more deeply disturbing is it's not just there's no Maisa Kinyan. There's nothing to be Kona. There's nothing here. And this takes us back to Svara that we discussed earlier in the year. These closing sigyas are chazring a lot of threads. Kachi Dakar Shatara. Is that not only do you need to have a Maisa Kinyan in order to make a Kinyan, but you have to have a Davar HaNitzpas B'Kinyan. You have to be transferring something that's transferable. I can't sell you my brother. I can't buy you as a brother. I can't pay you to be my brother. Brotherhood is not a Davar HaNitzpas B'Kinyan. I can't sell you the color blue. That's an abstraction. I can't sell you blue. I can sell you a blue shirt. I can sell you a blue bicycle. I can sell you blue flowers. I can sell you a piece of land that grows blue flowers. I can sell you a blue building. But I can't sell you blue. There's nothing here. And there's no mamashas. We saw a practical example of something that's too abstract to be nitpas b'kinyan is davar shelo ba yola. Right, davar shelo ba yola, we said that's good for the issue. Chamer and Meir are arguing over, there's no crop yet. So I have cherry trees. I anticipate that the cherries will grow this coming summer as they have for the last number of summers. But right now, no cherries exist. So Chachamim say, it's too abstract. What am I selling you? An abstraction. You can't sell abstractions. Meir says, no. If it's at least cyclical, it grew last year, it grew the year before, I anticipate it's going to grow again. That's tangible enough. Even Rabbi Meir agrees, if it's unpredictable, there's nothing to sell. Nothing to sell. Davar she'lo bal yolam is not too abstract to be nitpas b'kinyan. So it's Tveres Yaakov, he doesn't give that moshel of davar she'lo bal yolam. It's a sort of similar idea over here. The Gemara time of Mayu, specifically by Halva, because it's not something that. It's not just there's no Maisa Kinyan, oh Chazal created new Maisa Kinyan. It's not the sort of thing that lends itself to Kinyan. We're out of the parsha of Kinyanim entirely. What are you transferring? And he goes on to say, if you already start digging into the Tosfos, the second Tosfos, Tineu, you came across this idea of Mechira Shtaros. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Kiddush, you made brief reference to it before, that if there are ways to sell debt, which is what my Mishlashtan is, but usually when you sell debt, you're selling the actual shtar chov. If I lent Rami $1,000, and I'm holding a signed shtar that says Rami owes Cohen $1,000, so if I want to cash out now, Rami owes me 6 months from now, but I need money now. So I'd rather take $800 now rather than wait 6 months for $1,000. Eitan has a lot of time. He's in no rush. So he'll buy the bond on a discount. So he'll pay me $800 now, and for a face value of $1,000, it's only due in 6 months, time value of money. He'll pay me $800 now, and from this point on, instead of Rami owing me the $1,000, Rami owes $800,000, due and payable in 6 months from now. So he'll pay me $800 now, he'll collect this $1,000 in 6 months from now. Good, everyone's happy. That's the classic way of doing that is Mechira Shtaros, where I have a Shtar Chov, and I give that Shtar Chov to Eitan. We might even write a second Shtar that says I'm transferring the debt with the Shtar to Eitan. But there's a something. Obviously, he's not interested in the paper. He's interested in the debt. But at least there's some physical handle. The Shtar is like a physical handle for the debt. So at least there's something about the key was physical. I transferred to you physical ownership of a physical, tangible piece of paper together with the debt that rides on it. But here, my Mishloshtan is nothing. My Mishloshtan can work by a middle golf hat. There are Aiden watching me lend $1,000 to Rami. There's no Shtar. So now I get in a room with Rami and Eitan and I say, okay, Rami, don't pay me, pay Eitan. So it's not just a question of no Maisa Kenyan. In a Mecca with Barm, there's no Mecca. What? Debt. And that's why Rashi said that the Kagmoros Kasha is Dafik about Milba. But because though, there is a physical object, how is it transferred? That's a mystery of, okay, the no Maisa Kenyan has to be right next because all said the converse, in this case, conversation works. What was more bothersome here is by Halva. There's no item. There's no Dover HaNikna. That's what the Gemara was bothered by. And that, the Tereza Yaakov suggests, what the Gemara is trying to solve by saying, well, Nasa Ka'omerlo, it's as though you said Mishtabadna from the outset. What that means is this is a Dover HaNikna. Not that you actually said that. But you see from there, this is a Dover HaNitan L'Kinyan. Yeah, so Dover L'Kinyan in a limited way. And that's what Tereza Yaakov suggests is what the Gemara is really driving at. This is a it's not just we're missing in Maisa Kenyan, it's fundamentally not in the Parsha. Oh, and for that the Gemara said, okay, can we find a model of how this is in some other context Nitan L'Kinyan? Yes, no, maybe, very limited ways, we're not very happy with the examples that we gave. So we just said, okay, ultimately helps the blow timer. And Yisrael David is right. Sometimes the Gemara comes back, Rashi comes back to saying, Hefker Bezen Hefker. It is ultimately Hefker Bezen Hefker. Either way, it's Hefker Bezen Hefker. What was surprising is that here we need the Hefker Bezen Hefker in a categorical sense. Not just, I'm missing my Sakinian. Hefker Bezen Hefker says, this is something that's neat on the king, which they can do. Not Akasha, it's just surprising. Okay, then, Richard will pick up tomorrow. The two, as I mentioned before, there are a lot of shilas come up l'maisa with this cash transfer, this mine l'shloshta. One big issue that Tosas raise halach l'maisa is, does the borrower has to be there. And I tell the borrower, from now on you're paying zeh. But the borrower has to be present. But does the borrower have to agree? Oh, he's kicking and screaming. He's like, I don't want to deal with zeh. Deal with Zev, he's such a difficult person to deal with. Deal with Zev, no! So, Zev, what's happening? It sounds like it's a fundamental question. What's happening? We're having a meeting of the mind, all three of us? Or I'm just sitting you down, Rami, and saying, you listen here, you're paying him. And I walk out, and I don't ask you what you think. So, that Tosas raised that sort of like, it sounds like a technical question. But it sounds like it's a very fundamental question. And then the second toast, next toast, is also called a chiddush lahalacha Rabbi Yotam, another prat lahalacha. By the other way of transferring debt, where I sell the shtar, surprisingly the Gemara says, even though I sold the shtar to Eitan, I could still be mochel b'chol, which is a lot of risk that Eitan's taking, or arbitrage here. It's a lot of risk that Eitan's taking. I can be mochel b'chol, which is interesting. I still have my finger in the pot. Even though I sold it to him. How about by my Mishloshtan? So the other Tom says, no, my Mishloshtan is stronger. My Mishloshtan, you cannot. That got me as a riot from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Two interesting and practical issues. A little bit surprising, if you try to put them together, they both are in Tom, in the sense that the first point Rav Tam made sounds like it was all about the malva, very little power to the lova. And the first thing he says is, if any of the malva is running the whole, I totally mocked it to you. Right? And I didn't need the lova to be present, but he doesn't actually get to have a say. Okay. So it sounds like the malva is really the driver. But then, the next host of Anatom says, the malva does not have so much power. But once the malva does this, it's all between the lova and the new guy. The malva has even less power than by other methods of debt transfer. Malva can no longer be mocha. It's not an outright stira, but in Svara, they're sort of like, it's striking, you have two Tosas in a row. He says, Rabbi Natan had a chiddush halacha about this. There's actually a third Tosas also, but yet a third issue, and how it works with Nachrim. But just looking at these two Tosas in Gufa and Tineu, two Tosas they wrote that have a psaka Rabbi Natan, and they seem to be going in sort of like opposite directions. Is the Malva very powerful? Is the Malva not so powerful? Each one you have a riot from a Gemara. But how do they hang together in a consistent way? What is Maimed Shloshtan? Chazal created this animal called Maimed Shloshtan, this strange kinyan bedvarim, as we said before. Right? Three take, usually enech nik bedvarim, exception number one is if the recipient is hektish, exception number two is if the giver is a shchiv mera, exception number three is where the recipient is a regular recipient, the giver is a regular giver, but we have a presence of a third party. The lova is there as well. Maimed Shloshtan. But how does it work? And why does it work? And how do you make sense of all these details? So we're going to try to work on that some more tomorrow.